You're watching the Pageant Cast tonight. We have Skylar Whitty. She is Miss Wisconsin USA 2017. Tonight on the Pageant Cast. TKPN.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Ellie Holtman, Miss Missouri USA 2013, and you're watching the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, everybody. We're at the beautiful TKPN Studios in downtown Muskego, the land of lakes and landfills. But we're here right now with Miss Wisconsin USA 2017, Skylar Whitty. Hello, Skylar.
Hi, how are you?
You didn't know that this was the land of lakes and landfills, did you?
I didn't, but now I do. Very fun
See,
fact.
You learn things when you come to the Pageant Cast. Now, you've been all over the state of Wisconsin this past year. What is the strangest city that you've gone to, or a city that most of our viewers wouldn't know?
I'm trying to think. Well, one thing that I didn't know about the state of Wisconsin, it was one of my first appearances. I went to Warrens, Wisconsin. I didn't know Wisconsin is known as the cranberry capital of the world, which I did know, but I had never visited cranberry bogs or seen a city so passionate about their cranberries. It was really awesome.
Or a city that just allows their entire city to be shut down by
a gigantic
festival. They literally, people in their backyards have vendors selling craft items. It's insanity.
Absolutely.
Now, I should ask, was this your first pageant, or have you had pageants?
I have competed in a few pageants before. I did one when I was 13. I competed in Miss Wisconsin Teen USA last year, but this was my first time ever competing in a Miss competition, and Miss Wisconsin USA was always the dream. I just had to work up the guts to get there.
Wait, you were one of the youngest competitors out there at Miss USA this year, correct?
Correct. I was actually the youngest at 19 years old. I was the only teenager on the Miss USA stage this year.
So, okay. You got this title early on. A lot of girls, it takes multiple years. How did you prepare for the pageant that made your success?
For me, it was about being the best version of who I am. I'm a really big writer, so I ended up journaling a lot about who I am, the things I love, the things I don't love. And it was great because I walked into that interview room confident about who I was and what I brought to the table. And that's what we talked about, me. And it was a pretty easy conversation to have.
Fantastic. And you know she's a writer because she has a wonderful blog. And the address to that blog is right here. If they make the inevitable story of Skylar Whitty, who would you like to have portray you in the movie version?
Julianne Hough, for sure. I've always thought that, and then she was one of our hosts at Miss USA. So kind, exactly what I thought she would be like. And I feel like we share the same positive outlook on life, so I think she'd be a great Skylar Whitty.
Your year is coming up when?
I crown the new Miss Wisconsin USA on September 10th, so actually 1 month from...
No. From right now when we're recording this, hopefully I get it edited and put it out there. Fantastic. So tell me, what's next for you after you give up the crown?
I will continue my education at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I'm going into my third year. I was lucky enough to work with the university and maintain student status while preparing for Miss USA, which was its own difficult task,
yeah,
but something I'm very proud of. So that's the first step, and then taking my writing to the next level. I'm crossing my fingers to have a book finished and published would be the goal by the time I graduate from college.
Now, are you going to school to be a writer? Is that the plan, or what's the plan?
The plan for me, I'm double majoring in political science and then communication arts rhetorical studies. So the plan would be law school. I don't know when that will be happening. Hopefully shortly after graduation, but I do intend to take some time to just enjoy life.
And figure out everything.
Figure it out. Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. What is something that you would like all of our viewers to know about your year of service?
The biggest thing for me this year was my visits with middle school students. I started a program called Sky's the Limit, a play on my name, Skylar, and I went and talked to actually 8,500.
You fooled no one.
I know.
Way. Everybody knows that was a
play on my name.
Yeah.
Just in case you didn't know.
Okay.
Skylar.
Okay.
I spoke to 8,500 students across the state during my year. And the main point of the program was, instead of focusing on the difficulties that middle schoolers face with the bullying and, you know, finding who you are, is about the steps you can take in the now to help push you towards your goals in the future. Because the sky really is the limit. I was 19 years old on the Miss USA stage, and I want as many students as I could possibly reach to know that that's the case. So that'd be the one thing I want people to know about my year.
Now, one thing people don't know about the Pageant Cast Studio is it's actually magical. And I can instantly travel to anywhere in the world. Where would you like to go?
Paris, France.
There we are. We're in Paris, France, everybody. What do you like most about Paris?
I would love to see the Eiffel Tower. I've been to Las Vegas once with my family.
Just look over your shoulder. It's right there.
There we are. And I heard they have pretty good eats there when it comes to bakery items.
Well, you can get the same experience at home, everybody. Just grab a big tub of butter and just start up, and you're good to go. Or if you have the stick, you just put a little salt on it.
Works for me.
No, don't do that. That's horrible. All right, we're going to play a little game here. This is called the Fantastic Favorite Five. The Fantastic Favorite Five is a game show that I created. What I do is I ask you your favorite of a certain thing, and then I will create a trivia question and see if you know about your own fantastic favorite thing. I will warn you, one of the rules of the game is that I will win, and if you attempt to win, I will change the rules. And basically, I pick these categories on things that I know a lot about so that I can create trivia questions. So we're going to start with name your favorite horror movie.
Don't watch horror movies.
Okay, so that's already 0 points on that one. Okay, next. What's your favorite movie genre?
Movie genre, romantic comedies.
Romantic comedies. Let's see. What is the romantic comedy that was made by Sandra Bullock before she made Speed? That would be Love Potion number 9. So I got a comfortable lead at this point. Favorite TV show?
Friends.
Friends. Wow. I'm going to throw you a softball. What's the last name of Matthew Perry's character in that movie?
Chandler Bing.
Chandler Bing, correct. But now, if I didn't need to give her a point at this point, I asked what was the last name, and she gave me both names, and I would have dinged her on that. But since we need to make this interesting, we're going to give her the point. Okay, next, your favorite theme park or theme park ride?
Theme park, Disney World.
Disney World, okay. Disney World, just recently at D23, stated that they were going to close 2 different theme park rides. Do you have an idea of either of them?
No, but I hope none. I hope not Space Mountain, because that's my favorite.
It's not Space Mountain. No. One of them is the World of Energy with Ellen DeGeneres, that with Bill Nye, the science guy. And the other one is the Great Movie Ride, which is one of my favorites, and I'm very sad about that one. So, sorry, but we still have space. You lost a long time ago. And your favorite fictional character?
Dory.
Dory from Finding Nemo.
And or Finding Dory when she had her own movie.
Oh, yes, that's true. Okay, let's make it easy. Who does the voice of Dory?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Wow, what a fantastic comeback. That's awesome. So as close as I allow anybody to come, you almost won. But the stinging defeat must be hurting you, so we'll try to move along. How about, what's your favorite Muppet character?
Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch, very good choice. Also done by, that puppeteer is also famous for one other Sesame Street character. What is it?
I have no idea.
It's done by Carol Spinney, and it includes yellow feathers.
Big Bird?
Big Bird, correct. Yeah. Yes. And by the way, if you're looking for a good Netflix, I Am Big Bird. Great, great movie. So now that we cleaned the palate, what has been the best part of your experience on Miss Wisconsin USA?
I think the best thing for me has been meeting the people across the state. I knew when I got crowned that was my main goal. Although Miss USA was a phenomenal experience, I felt the best preparation for that was to meet the people who I would be representing. So hands down, my favorite part has been meeting the different people. I've gone to senior centers, I went to a fall ride, Harley-Davidson ride, I've talked to the middle school students, I've just talked to such a mix of people, and it's so fun to know that when I stepped foot on that stage on May 14th, people back home were cheering from all walks of life.
Do you have any one last thing that you want to tell our listeners or viewers?
If you're thinking about competing in a pageant, do it. You will not regret it.
Great advice. And Skylar Whitty, she's Miss Wisconsin USA 2017. And we're saying, oh, you know what I like to do? Let's do our best pageant wave goodbye to everybody as we say Tiara Dreams. Tiara Dreams. Oh my God, really?
This is my parade wave. This is it right here.
I feel like OSHA should be involved. Okay, good night, everybody.
Join the Facebook group that's taking Facebook by storm, the Great Lakes Pageant Scene. It's a forum for pageants held in states bordering the Great Lakes, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and even into the province of Ontario. This is no void forum. We don't allow bashing, but we do allow great pageant results, pageant contestant and title holder appearance announcements, photos, videos, podcasts, and articles. That's the Great Lakes Pageant Scene on Facebook.
Material to the pageant cast is as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Come up with an idea. We know you have some. An appearance? A crowning?
Record a brief video on your phone or webcam and remember to include your title and name.
Send it to submit at pageantcast.com.
Videos are best as we are a video show after all, but we do take photos and stories.
Get yours in now before the competition for space gets too big. We want your submissions.
You. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.